Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Achal v'shasa behelam echad. If a person ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one he'elam, what does it mean a he'elam? It means in one moment, without realizing in between that what he was doing was prohibited. Either he totally forgot it was Yom Kippur, or he knew it was Yom Kippur, but he forgot he's not allowed to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. The point is that he did these two transgressions of eating and drinking back to back without realizing in between what he was doing. In Elchayev Elachathas Achas, we look at this as only one sin, and he has to bring one Korban Chatas to atone for his sin. Now here the case is an accident. If he did it on purpose, he's Chayev Karis. He's cut off from the Jewish people. It's a lot more severe. Here was an accident. So for an accident, he brings a Korban Chatas, a sin offering to atone for his sin. He brings his Korban. So if he ate and he drank, does he bring one Korban or two Korbanos? The Mishnah is telling us that he only brings one Korban. Because he did them back-to-back together, back-to-back, he didn't realize in between that there was any prohibition. We look at it as one sin. And mainly also because the Shtiyah, the drinking, is included in the category of eating, of Achila. So because drinking is in the same category as eating, they say over here, the Mechad Kra Nafki, Achila v'shtiyah v'chad shmahu, they're both learned out of the same pasuk. They both have like the same kind of name. So being that they were done back-to-back, it's one transgression and he brings one Korban Chatas. However, achal v'asim alacha, if he ate and he did work, so say he went into his plow, he plowed his field. So he did charisha, he plowed his field. Plowing is a prohibition, he can't plow on Yom Kippur. So he ate and he plowed. Chayev shtei chatos, even if it was done back-to-back, he's still liable for two Korban Chatos. Why? Because eating and doing work are from Trey Kray Nafke. It's two different psukim, these provisions are linked out. And they have two different names. There's work and there's eating. So even if he did it back to back, he didn't realize what he was doing. There's no break in the middle of saying, hey, look at Yom Kippur, right? So he's still liable to bring two Korban Chatos because they're two totally separate actions. What about achal ochlin she'ein ru'uyin la'achila? If he eats foods that are not befit for eating, for example, they bring down over here, he eats very bitter grass that are not meant for human consumption. Over shasa mashkin she'ein ru'uyin la'shtiya, he drinks a liquid that's not befit for human consumption. For example, he drinks raw vinegar. Or over shasa tzir, he drinks, you know, muhala yotzi midagam luchem, the juice comes out of salty fish. Omorias, or the sauce that comes out of pickled fish. In all these cases, he's putter. Even if he does it on purpose, he's exempt from kares, from being cut off from the Jewish people, because these things are not edible. And for foods and liquids that are not edible, one does not have kares on a Torah level. On a rabbinic level, he still did a prohibition. And if he did it on purpose, we would give him makas mardus. Makas mardus is the rabbinic form of giving him malchus, of flogging him. So he's still going to be punished. But on a Torah level, he's not going to be transgressing a sin because it's not considered real foods. All right, Mishnah Dalet. Hatinokos, children. Do children have to fast on Yom Kippur? No. Ein ma'ananosan, do not inflict them, do not make them fast. B'yom ha'kippurim on Yom Kippur, right? Don't make them fast. Aval bat mechanchem osam l'fnei shana l'fnei shenatayim b'shvil she'yu regil in the mitzvahs. You should be mechanech them, you should educate them to teach them how to fast, either a year or 2 years before their bar mitzvah. For girls, their age is 12 years and 1 day makes them bas mitzvah. That's when they would, that's when they're responsible for their sins, and that's when they are, it's called a bat, they're considered a bar onshin, they're responsible for their sins, and that's when they would fast on Yom Kippur. For a boy, it's 13 in 1 day, that's when he's a bar onshin, he's responsible for his sins, and he would fast on Yom Kippur. So of course, at those ages, they fast. But before them, they're still children. So depending on how strong they are, if they're weak, then only a year before you should start teaching them how to fast. If they're stronger, then even 2 years before you should start teaching them how to fast. And how do you teach them how to fast? What you do is you look at the kids and you say, hey, how long can you go without eating? You can go 4 hours without eating. Why don't you go today 5 hours without eating? Or you could go 5 hours without eating. Why don't you go today 6 hours without eating? And try to accustom them to fast. So that this way, when Yom Kippur comes around, they'll be, you know, educated and responsible, know how to fast the right way. And like the Mishnah ends off, b'shvil she'yu regilim b'mitzvos, you should accustom them to mitzvahs. We should teach them how to do mitzvahs properly, so that when they become the right age, they should do it the right way. So that's Mishnah Dalet. And nowadays, I believe there are people that their sons fast the three fasts before their bar mitzvah, to get them accustomed to fasting. All different approaches. Check with your own halachic authority. But the point here is that when they're still in their child stage, teach them and show them in a real way how they should be fasting when Yom Kippur comes around, so that when they are bar mitzvah, they'll know how to fast the right way. That wraps up our Mishnah for today.